When Mary Stuart was 6 days old, she received the title of Queen of Scots. But, because of her age, Scotland was still governed by a board of regents made up of Scottish nobles. As Mary matured, she took full power, but this was preceded by several interesting events. For example, the arrival of new administrators who began to establish relations with France. One gesture of friendship was the marriage between Queen Mary Stuart and the French monarch François in 1559. The following year, the king died. After another year, the Scotswoman returned to her homeland and took all the power for herself. She was supported by the conservatives, but there was also opposition from Protestants. So as not to anger either, the queen pursued a careful policy of cajoling both Catholics and Protestants. The turning point in the queen's life was the arrival of Henry Stuart, Mary's cousin. The woman fell in love with him at first sight and married him. This was not to everyone's liking.